Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hi there, Slow Down Society. So if you're a fan of the podcast, you're going to absolutely love the book. Slow Living, Cultivating a Life of Purpose in a Hustle-Driven World is now available wherever books are sold. Buy it for yourself, your children, your friends, and your neighbors. You can get all the juicy details at stephanieoday.com/slowlivingbook. Trust me, this is hands down the best $20 you'll ever spend. Hey there, Slow Down Society. Steph here, and we are on episode 205 of the Slow Living Podcast. This is session 5 with Kelsey, part 1. And what I really loved about this session is listening to Kelsey's voice and the buoyancy in it. And if you've been listening along the way, I've been getting tons of comments and feedback. So thank you so much for listening and for writing in. I love hearing it, and I'm happy to pass anything on to Kelsey, words of encouragement. But in that first episode, she sounded at times dejected and defeated. And what's so fun now is you hear sparkle and joy while she's beginning to kind of fall in love with who she is and realize that there's nothing wrong with her. And that's all we're doing in this coaching is taking her strengths and tweaking, fine-tuning, and modifying them to help her get from where she is right now or 5 weeks ago to where she wants to go in the future. And she's doing it. And I'm so proud of her. In honor of her, we are running a coupon code in the Simple Shortcuts to Peace course. That course is normally $550. I stand by that pricing. It's fantastic pricing for all of the stuff that's in there, including one-on-one coaching and group coaching. But in honor of Kelsey, for right now, and I'm going to run it through the end of September, so it will expire October 1st, 2025. If you use the code, all caps, all one word, I love me on the checkout page, you will instantly get $300 off of the Peace course and bringing it down to $250. So best bang for your buck. If you've been on the fence for a while and $550 was out of your price range, hopefully $250 makes it just feel like a no-brainer because that's what I'd like for you. Okay, sit back, relax, and enjoy session 5, episode 1 with Kelsey. Hello, Kelsey.
Hello.
All right. 5th week in a row. How are you feeling?
Better. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Week. So I asked people better, worse, or the same.
This one's better. So that's good.
Okay. So better than last week or better than 5 weeks ago? Better than yesterday?
All of them, honestly. I'm having a good day so far, and I'm just really impressed with my wins last week. I'm kind of like riding a little high.
Okay, so let's talk about that. I've got your notes here. Yeah, you've done pretty well. So it's funny, we spend a lot of time, us women, battling our monthly cycles, and so you are proud of yourself.
Yeah, I survived it.
Yeah. Okay, so what's normal?
For my cycle?
Yeah, just like what do you usually do?
Usually just eat my face off and don't think about the negative thoughts that are coming through and just kind of numb it all out. But this time I didn't do black and white thinking. I got up and I was living in and land, so I had cramps. Okay. And I went out and played with my kids. The day wasn't lost. Oftentimes I wake up and I have cramps and I'm like, I'm just going to eat everything today. I'm going to lay in bed. I am done for the day, but I kept going and it was worth it.
Okay. Okay. All right. So I know you're a huge fan of the 30-day challenges, and you particularly like them at the start of the month because it makes the most sense for your brain. And it does. And we're in a very organized society, and we've named these days and assigned them meaning. Have you ever thought about running a challenge around your cycle, starting day one with your cycles day one and looking at it that way?
No. I've just been trying to avoid and shove my period aside for years.
So it's up to you, obviously. Some people find paying attention to that and kind of tracking moods and thoughts and actions around like what day of their cycle they're in. Like, oh my gosh, I am amazing today and I feel like Superwoman. Well, let me see why. Oh, it's because I'm on day 15. I probably ovulated and I'm probably feeling really energetic and excited. And then also, why do I feel like such crap today? Oh, it's because it's day 26 and that kind of thing. And the days fluctuate, and not everyone has a perfect 28-day cycle, obviously. But what do you think about that? Is that something you'd be interested in, or does that not work? Because no, I have a new month starting in a few days, and gosh darn it, I'm going to turn over that calendar page and be an all new me.
Well, now I've got a new page with my 30-day challenge, so I could start any day I like.
So some of the past episodes, like the PMDD one and the women's health one, have you listened to those?
Yes, I have heard you talking about working around your cycle and knowing when you're going to be your lowest and stuff. And I have, like, I track it now on the Fitbit app, so I know when it's coming and I give myself a little understanding when I'm like, oh my gosh, where are all these negative thoughts coming from right before? So.
Okay. So let's talk about the negative thoughts, the ants you had, you wrote about them that this particular week you had more and you were annoyed by that.
Yeah, they come through. It's just like my meanest self coming up and bubbling up, and it's like you should give up on everything. You don't want to do all this stuff. You don't want to get up and walk today. A lot of self-negotiation again. And it's funny, I heard something they say, if you're self-negotiating on your non-negotiables, what are you doing? Right? So I'm doing that, which is no good, but
Okay. So what are your non-negotiables?
My morning routine, getting up, doing the walk, doing the exercise, doing the journaling, sending you an email, non-negotiable. And I found myself being like, do I want to get up and walk? Am I actually going to run today? And I even ran the first day that I had cramps. I was really surprised with myself.
Yeah, it's interesting because there's a fine line between non-negotiables, bare minimum, and then also like listening to your body.
Right. Yeah, because I couldn't do the stretching after that run. I tried to do the stretching and I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't stretch my body like that. And I gave myself some grace and I said, tomorrow will be better. And it was. I did my stretching the next day. So.
What is your version of there's your non-negotiables. Is that essentially like your bare minimum?
It's what I've made my bare minimum, yeah. Because bare minimum before was literally nothing. It was just feeding myself and making sure I survive. So now my morning routine and the wellness that I've been trying to set up for myself are my bare minimum.
Wellness. I like that word wellness. So, I know you had said in, your notes that you want to really hone in on different things in each section of the peace pyramid to pay attention to. How can that all sort of encapsulate wellness? Gosh, wellness is just, it's such a nice word and feeling. So what is your version of wellness for you look like?
Well, at the beginning, like I said, that it was to have a grip on everything, which is all of the elements of the peace pyramid. So, but I think a lot of the reason why I didn't have a grip on all of it was not feeling that self-worth, right? So now that I'm feeling really solid in the health, I feel like that's trickling out into the other things. So I'm physically more able to take on, the organization and cleaning things that I'm like, before, I don't know if I could physically get up there and do that. Now I can physically get up there and do that. So it's trickling out into the other elements and giving me the confidence to actually look at our finances.
Yeah. Okay. I hear what you're saying, and I believe you intellectually. Heart to heart, wellness to me doesn't equate having a grip on everything, because having a grip on everything to me sort of feels like you're hanging on a monkey bar and you're scared to let go. You don't want to
Yeah.
loosen your grip. Is that wellness?
No.
Okay. So let's put have a grip on everything aside for a second, because I'm not going to let you forget something. I won't. I promise I won't let you forget. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. What does wellness look like?
I don't know, peace comes to mind. Like peace of mind in general. That feels like wellness. Not having anxiety feels like wellness. Moving my body well, easily, that feels like wellness. Probably the healthy cooking too feels like, because those are
Does
the things that are.
wellness feel easy? Remember how we had talked about, like, if it's too easy, it feels uncomfortable to you? Does wellness feel easy or hard?
I guess maybe a little hard because I'm kind of not really grasping the concept. I'm trying to perfection it.
Yeah. Is wellness so okay, so peace. Okay. So peace, if you were to like paint a picture of peace or draw something, what is peace?
I see the sunrise. And nature and like calm.
Do you think that is having a grip on everything?
I feel like I need to have the grip to be calm, but I can see where you're coming from that it's not, it doesn't depend on each other, right? But
Yeah.
that's something that's going to be hard to let go.
Yeah. Okay. So you can envision like a rushing river and like being in a raft. And you're in this like rapid water, and you have to stay in the raft. And that probably doesn't feel calm or tranquil. It probably feels a little scary. You're in this raft and the water's rushing and you don't want to tip out. Can you envision that? Okay. Now, can you envision like a lazy river in a luxury resort hotel, and you know there's no way you're going to fall out of your inner tube, and you're just floating along, and you're such at peace that it's okay to actually close your eyes and relax because you trust the inner tube you're in is fine, and you're not going to go over the side of a waterfall or a cliff, and there's not going to be a tree branch because it's fine.
I can picture it.
Okay. Which has a grip and which is letting go?
The rapids have the grip, I guess. And oh, you have to, oh, I see what you're saying. It's because you have to grip on and you have to hold it. And then the lazy river is letting go in the calm. So
Yeah.
having a grip is the stress. Okay, well, that explains a lot.
Well, I see what you mean because you're terror, and I'm just going to put words in your mouth, but you're terrified of letting go.
Yeah.
But you want that feeling of letting go. without having to let go. Yeah, so why, how do you think you can get there? How can you bridge that for yourself?
Maybe like letting go of some of the things that I think that I need to do, or.
Or trust that you've gotten along this far and you haven't killed anybody and it's all just fine.
Like trust in the systems I've already set up.
And in yourself to make good choices and decisions.
That's a process. I'm starting to trust myself, but like especially with this last week and a lot of the self-negotiation coming back, it makes me not trust myself anymore. But I know, hopefully 3 weeks, that's 3 steps forward, and then like, yeah, 1 step back on my period, but another 3 steps forward, hopefully, in the future.
Yeah. For a few weeks in a row, I know I had written and then I highlighted and I don't know if it's happened or not, so that's why I'm going to bring it up. I asked you to collect evidence that things are working. Oh, good. Let's see what we've got here.
So the ones I added this week were I get it done, I can be social, and it's almost second nature, which is funny because that's a little bit of what we just talked about.
Yeah. So, how can you get yourself to believe what you wrote?
I'm just looking at what I've done and what I've accomplished thus far.
Yeah.
Hard. It
It is.
feels, I don't know, like, ooh.
Yeah, you feel behind in some ways.
Usually, yeah. Well, I guess because I'm not there yet. And, but it's the journey, right? And I know all these things, like, intellectually, I know them all, but it's just so hard to just relax and let it happen.
Yeah. Okay. So you're 33 right now, is that right? Would 13-year-old you or 23-year-old you be surprised and a little astonished of what 33-year-old you has accomplished?
I don't, yeah, I think so. I think that, like, well, not from where I was, but like knowing where I was at 30 and now where I am at 33, I think that my younger self would be impressed. I think that my younger self would be disappointed that I let myself get here and that I had to, work so hard to change, but I'm glad I'm doing it now.
Well, even when you look at all of the successes, as far as like tweaking and modifying and fine-tuning the process that we're currently in, you have a lot to be proud of, regardless. And that's kind of I see what you mean about you think your former self would be disappointed in quote unquote letting yourself go. I need to think about that for a second. And what's interesting is that term that you use, letting yourself go, and yet you do kind of want to loosen your grip. So it's an interesting juxtaposition.
Yeah,
So
it's a tricky
yeah,
balance.
you kind of caught me off guard. Now I don't know where I'm going anymore. Yeah. So I wonder why people use that phrase, letting yourself go, as if it's a lot of really, really hard work to take care of yourself and do the right thing. But really, it's neglecting what you know is right. And so it's actually choosing the harder road. I don't know. I'm thinking out loud now.
Well, they said being fit is hard and being fat is hard. Choose your hard, right? And I know that fat's not like a great word to say, but it's hard to walk up the stairs. And you know what else is hard is going for a run in the morning, but later in the day, I can walk up the stairs just fine. You choose your hard, and I want to choose the hard that's going to make everyday life easier in the end.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you mean. Okay. My brain is all fiery right now. I need to think about that a little bit. Yeah. Because we're coming to the same conclusion in different ways. And okay. Interesting. Okay. Last time we talked, you were worried about different family events and parties. And then I know because you've been emailing me every day, you've had massive success.
I listened to what you said last time and I really put it into practice. So we had a birthday party for Theo, which is the first one that he's been invited to. That wasn't just like a neighbor being nice. And we got there and I met this mom and she was lovely. And I straight up, I said, "Thank you so much for inviting us. Like, I'm going to be vulnerable and we haven't been invited to a lot of parties, and you know, it's been a really challenging year for Theo adjusting to school." And she goes, "Yeah, you know, we're trying to get her son diagnosed with ADHD." And she th I was like, "What? Like, that's what we just did for Theo." And we connected about that. And then it was really nice. We and I at first I like I started to go towards the corner and I was like, nope. And I walked right into that group of moms and you know, like, "Oh yeah, you guys from around here, and where does your kid go to school?" And chit chatting, and I just did it and it was great. And we might even have a play date. So
Wow, congratulations.
yeah, and I like her. I think that she's so nice. Sometimes I meet moms and I can tell, you know, that Theo's made some mistakes with their kids and they aren't as forgiving. And this mom was just so like open and honest. And we were joking about things like, "Oh, can you believe our kids do this?" And she's like, "Yeah, my son's just the same." And it's like, ah, finally, someone to talk to about that.
Great. Oh, that's
Yeah.
great. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. So then is the next step them to come to your house for a play date or to meet at a park?
well, yeah, I think it'll probably be a neutral location, but we live so close to a park. Like I can see it when I look out the front door. So we'll probably start with that. And then it was at a gym, like a gymnastics thing, and we've
Okay.
set up like a gymnastics course downstairs. So I was like, "We have one if you want to bring your kids over and we could do that." So
Okay. Great. And then I also saw that you have your cookbook club. That group of women, how did you meet them?
Through my best friend Amber. So
Okay.
I've known her since I was two, and she's lived all over the place, but she ended up in a town about a half an hour away. And then she had a lovely lady move in a few doors down, and she does she like writes reviews for cookbooks. And then they had the idea, why not a cookbook book club? And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. So we did that last night. I went and
Okay.
I told them about all of this because we're close. We've really connected and I feel really comfortable with them. And I was like, "Guys, I just want to let you know I'm doing this, and I really want to work on my confidence and my self-worth." And then they're like, "Why don't you pick the book this week?" And I was or this time. And I was like, "Oh, but I picked a good one, so
Okay.
hopefully."
So you have a lot of friends.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So you don't have social anxiety.
I think it's all before I get there. You know, it's all of the overthinking before I get there, and then like a lot of overthinking when I leave. But I've been so open and honest with these ladies at the cookbook club. I don't overthink it after I leave now because I've been honest about it, and I've been like, "I thought this time, you thought that," and they're like, "You're crazy. I don't think that." So I'm getting that reassurance and, you know, I feel comfortable there.
Yeah. And you can be yourself. And
Yeah.
there's nothing wrong with you.
No.
How are you feeling with that phrase and making eye contact with yourself and saying, there is nothing wrong with me?
I feel better about it now. I believe it. I think one of the ladies I drove home last night and she goes, "Don't ever let anyone make you feel down. You're a ray of sunshine." And I'm like, thank you. Like, that's so kind. And you know what? I am. I'm lovely to be around. And I do bring light to situations and I bring humor and I want to cry. Like, I'm cool with that. I'm proud of it.
Good. I'm glad. And you are a ray of sunshine. I love talking to you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What What's concerning you the most right now?
I'm a little nervous that we're not going to talk for 2 weeks. Well, I know that we'll email and stuff, but I want to believe in myself that I will maintain all of those habits for 2 weeks and my non-negotiables and my baseline, but I'm a little nervous. I wish I could just give that full trust to myself, but there's still a little bit of resistance.
Yeah, you're using me right now as an accountability partner, and we're checking in daily and meeting weekly. But yeah, we're beginning to taper off, and so that makes you uncomfortable and worried.
Yeah, it does. It makes me it I think that I can do it and I believe that I can do it. I'm so scared that I'm gonna have a moment that I fall off and then it's like, oh well, but I mean, I've come really far and I can't just give up on all of this.
I had recorded something on codependency a while ago, because one of my former coaching clients thought she was, well, one of, I think her boyfriend at the time told her that she was codependent, and I'm like, I don't think you are. But anyway, that might be a good listen, and then to realize that you are a full-fledged grown-up, and you get to make all these choices, and me or anyone else guiding you or telling you what to do is only because you have made that decision to do it, or follow through, or that kind of thing. But it does feel kind of vulnerable to have your own accountability, like be your own accountability partner. Like, I get it. I get that vulnerability. How can you sort of mimic this relationship in your own life or within just yourself?
See, instantly I wanted to be like, well, what about Ryan? Ryan could be my person, but there's codependency right there. I like, and they say in the Psycho-Cybernetics book about like looking back on your successes, not your failures. And I look back at those failures and I'm like, oh, can I trust myself? You know, but then I focus on the success and it's like, well, even though I knew that I had accountability to Stephanie, I still did it for myself. And maybe in my journal, I can pretend like I'm writing a little email and having that accountability every single day, physically writing it down to myself.
Yeah. I don't know. A piece of me is tempted to just tell you to talk to ChatGPT, because that can be helpful sometimes. But now there's also new research talking about ChatGPT can't foreshadow, and some things when it comes to mental health, ChatGPT gets wrong. And I don't know. I don't know if one of your cookbook friends or one of your new friends is on a similar journey, and you can just text and
Jess and I have been accountable before, and I don't think that she would mind me just sending that every day. And then it would be a little bit of like an icebreaker to start conversation for that day too. I think that that's something that she would be totally comfortable with. And I know like she just had her baby, so she's gonna need some time to heal and stuff, but I know that she likes having that accountability for me too. We're like it's something that we do back and forth. So
Yeah. So I know you've listened to the podcast, and I know you know that I have my friend Jennifer that I talk to every day.
all your Jennifers, yeah.
Yeah, all my Jennifers, but this one, we check in every day, and I don't know if we use each other really as accountability, or but we remember what we're working on and say, oh, you said you were going to sign up for that yoga class. Did you do it? How was it? Like, that kind of thing. And then if we're like, no, the day got busy and I didn't do it, like, ah, oh, you really should have done it. So that kind of stuff. So it's a friendship, but then also it's a touch base every day, kind of thing might be helpful or useful. I don't want you to think this is all or nothing, and when we stop working together, it means it's over. And you're just back to old Kelsey.
Right. And I don't want to go back there. I really don't.
Yeah. Okay. Let's come up with a list of things that you're going to do in this next week to kind of try and take training wheels off a little bit for yourself. And it means foreshadowing. Because as of right now, even though we're not going to Zoom next week, you can still email me every single day. That's not a problem at all. And for anyone listening, it's because I have a planned vacation and I'm not taking a computer with me.
There.
Okay, slow down, society. We're going to stop here and end episode 205. And there's a few past episodes that I think might be helpful and useful. It's obvious that Kelsey is a longtime podcast listener and has listened to everything I've said and read everything I've written, which is very thoughtful and amazing and kind, but I don't want you to feel like you are behind. So we had talked about friends and accountability and that kind of stuff. And if you're feeling like I just don't actually have friends and I'm feeling sad and less than in that way, go back and listen to episode 51 on adult friendships, because in there I talk quite a bit about looking for friends and finding friends that meet you where you are right now. Episode 103 is And Land. You heard Kelsey refer to And Land quite a bit in this episode. And then 122 is zero sum theory. And that's that idea of like the all or nothing thinking really just does not work out. Okay. Thank you so much. Take advantage of the I Love Me coupon code that is in the Peace Course right now. I don't like to run coupon codes. I don't do it very often because it sort of at times feels like the people who are coming in are just coming in and they're not quite all in and they're halfway in, halfway out. So that's why I don't run coupon codes very often. But I really wanted to run this one in honor of Kelsey falling in love with herself. Okay, pretty people. As always, I think you're amazing and lovely and kind. I'll be back in your earbuds next week. If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.